Wait a minute. Let's call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the purpose of this special meeting tonight is to discuss a plow truck for the highway department that we just recently got all the information on. And I didn't want to lose it, so it's a 2021 plow truck set up with the plow, with the sander. Base price on it is $252,000. And we got a couple of ways we can do it. Chris went down and talked to Norman down at the Champlain Peterbilt. I mean, we can buy it outright, but it's gonna kind of strap us for cash for the rest of the year. So on a 1 year lease is we pay $150,000 down, and then we make another payment in 2023 of $107,732. So it's around $7,000 worth of interest. But I also got a 2 year payment plan of $55,076 a year, which comes out to about $8,000 a year. So we put down the $150,000, and then we kind of financed the rest for over 2 years, which I think is better for us. It doesn't get rid of all of our cash, and we still have room if we do find a pickup truck. We still got the money to buy it. So this is where we're at, and this is why I wanted to call the meeting to see what the board's thoughts were on this. Talked with Norman Monday, and he doesn't expect to get another truck ready to go within 16, 18 months. And he's figuring it's gonna be close to $300,000. So you're talking a $50,000 increase and 16, 18 months before another truck comes in. You know, I know there's other dealers that have his trucks, but they're gonna be the same thing. The prices are gonna go up. So
Champlain Peterbilt, they have state contract pricing on their stuff there, so.
Yeah.
And this has got an extended warranty?
Yeah.
I don't remember now if he said 6 or 7 years.
Pretty sure he said seven.
Seven, so. Well, we went through a lot of stuff when I was there, and so it's got at least a 6 year warranty on it. And which is pretty good for 6 years for a plow truck.
Question, Jeff, I have is, how many payments do we have left on the international?
That's done.
Right? Done.
Is it done?
It got paid off in January.
I just talked to Renee. She said she didn't receive a statement yet.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Okay.
Like, we got one payment of $40,000.
There's one payment left. There was one payment left, and I thought I had signed it in January, but okay.
I asked her that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We still have that.
That one payment left. Yeah.
One payment.
But it's in his budget too.
Yep.
It's done this year.
Yeah, this is the last payment. We usually do it in January, but apparently they're late in their statement.
Yeah, I think she said April. She usually has it by now, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so yeah. So okay, but yeah. So it's not. There was one more payment left.
Yeah. I think option B would probably be the better option. Because as you said, Jeff, if we have to get something else,
right,
it would be okay.
Right, that's my thought too.
Well, for an extra $1,000.
Right, right. I think
we're already paying seven, so
right.
One more year.
Crazy not to. I think
for a grand.
Yeah,
we're not strapped.
Strapped because we're only in February, so you got a long ways to go and things can happen. But
well, you might need to buy something else too.
Right.
Well, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're taking $100,000 on your budget, you're supposed to have one payment.
If you wait and order one, you're paying $50,000 more.
Yeah. So my plan is to take that $110,000 we had from the sales tax, and then we got $40,000 out of Chris's budget to pay for the rest. And then our plan is to put one of the trucks on the auction and see what we can get for it. Yeah. And then that'll go back into his budget once we do that. I know Chris has got a few thoughts on that.
I was going to list Peterbilt, but we got the issues with and the orange military truck. That's, it's a possibility. It might go a year, like the part that broke on this Peterbilt, it's a yearly wear of it. Max, it's gonna be is $5,000. Do we, this one's in good shape. The truck itself, other than this emissions crap that we keep having issues with, is it more feasible? Like the military trucks, they did the job, but they're not designed to be doing what we're doing. We just put 7,000 in one spring. The motor, everything else is general, everything else is common parts, but somebody might be more interested. We might get more money out of the military truck being all-wheel drive. It might be a better seller market than the Pete, but
The military truck, Chris, are those going to be a little bit more of a headache given their other all-wheel drive with that front drive issue? Is there going to be a front diff issues on those that we were aware of?
They've been good so far. That's what I mean. It's like the spring is, I'd never believe that to be that much of a...
That much money? Yeah, because one of the springs went on it here a couple weeks ago.
You know, there's a transfer case that turns all the time. If we could do away with it and put a regular front end in, I would, but...
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, they've done the job. They definitely got us out of a...
How many miles do you have on those now?
Maybe 25.
Oh, really? That's it?
One of them only had 2,500 miles on the bike.
Yeah, I know.
They were like, I mean, we got them in 17.
Yeah.
We're still going to move Larry's truck, right?
What's that?
You're still talking about moving the truck that Larry had.
Well, that's what I mean. Do we list them both?
I would list them both and then see what we get for them. I mean, the way I'm thinking, you know, if we're going to give this truck away for $30,000, I mean, you got the plow and you got the box of this thing that is in excellent condition.
If it don't go high enough.
For $30,000, that's all Norman offered us for it. It was $25,000, $30,000
as a trade. And we get more. Plus, we can move another truck that we're not using.
Right. Well,
I mean, we're using it, but...
Well, we got that Beatmetown. Would you replace that with the Beatmetown truck? I mean, you're gonna pull the military truck off and use the Beatmetown truck more?
Beatmetown truck gonna be a state road truck.
So that red truck, is it the red truck that's on
the red
state road?
Yeah.
The red truck's on state road now. That needs a box.
What are we gonna do with that one?
We gotta do some work to it. We could possibly sell it. Depends what happens to these trucks, because another option, Helm Trucking and Salvage, very interested in Pete, but he don't want plow equipment. The box that's on the truck ain't no good for them, it's too small. The box is in good shape. So once next month's board meeting, we figure out if the price is good enough or not. The plow guy didn't get back to me, he was in some school. What's that box worth to keep?
Would that box fit on
the
red
truck? To put that box on the red truck and strip that truck out. Basically, for right now, before we make any decisions, list the two trucks.
See what they bring.
Make decisions, talk about it again next board meeting. And we don't have to sell them, and it don't cost us a penny to put it on this site.
If we get the opportunity to move them, and then we can put that money back in your equipment budget, I think that'd be the smartest thing to do for us. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if something happens, we're gonna have to move more money around.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely get rid of one.
At least get your money, if you take
one,
right.
Depending on how they sell.
Put the money back in. Mm-hmm. Then we're...
Or even.
Then we're where we need to be. And then next year, we already got the 40,000 earmarked.
Yeah, I got two military. And we had a little issue with the orange one. We had an injector problem and she had some fuel in the base. It's good so far, but... Okay. And you I can't get into the military site that I bought this stuff off from. Everything's going to Pennsylvania. But you can't get in with COVID. They won't let you in to see them. Because they've got motors, springs, and I've tried a couple times to get in contact. There's a yard guy that's real sharp. trying to get in contact with him to go through the warehouse to find me a spring to fit that truck. I can buy a brand new motor for $1,000, which...
Now this Peterbilt that we're having a death problem with, was that 2011?
Yeah, it's a 10 or 11. I don't remember how it is. According on the door, it's one thing.
That's 357? Peterbilt 357? Yeah. That's 2011.
I think it's registered as an 11. Mm-hmm. And like I said, other than them emissions issue, the truck is absent. Plus, we just put the walking beams, suspension's all new.
Right, right.
So if it don't burn enough, do we keep it and for $5,000 a year? I mean, we might be able to do it for 20, it's between 2,500 and 3,000 for that yearly wear part. Well, if we catch it early enough, when it starts having issues, change it ourselves. Once the computer puts it in what they call the limp mode, it's got to go to a dealer.
Right.
Our computer system we got can't fix it. But it's going to be, and they're getting better. You know, now they said it's a yearly wear rate. They didn't check it out that close. We just put it in a year and a half ago. Because that's what she was scared to tell me, that that's what was wrong with it.
I just want to break ranks for 1 minute and ask this question right here if I can. We had that auction for the equipment and we made 47.5. Where was that money put? It wasn't put in the equipment budget?
It went in his budget. It was nothing. It wasn't really earmarked for anything. I don't know. I couldn't really tell you where it was used, where it was spent on, but it was back into his budget.
So we budgeted before we got this, right? Our budget was made.
Before you got what now? Last year, you mean?
I mean, we budgeted again. This money was already utilized.
That was already up.
Right?
Yeah, it was in last year's budget, yeah.
It was in last year's budget?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was last year, surplus equipment last year.
Yeah. It wasn't earmarked for equipment, though.
Without going to look, I couldn't tell you 100%.
Right.
All I know is it went back into his budget, yeah.
So... But his budget did increase. His budget went down somewhere. His equipment budget was usually, what is it, usually 100 and?
Yeah, it was right around 100.
Usually
100,000.
Then it got this, separated.
I'm looking to understand it, is where I'm looking at is he spent it, or you know, his budget was down, then we got the auction money, which was in addition to. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't that money be somewhere where we could put it back in another 47.5 to add on top of this, which will lessen our payment, where we'll be back down to the 40,000 for the 2 years?
I mean, you can use that 47,000. He's got to come up with 40,000 to finish out the 150.
Right, he's going to use 40. He's only got 44, 42,000 in his equipment budget right now. Because no. We just took 10,000 out for the Beaverton truck.
No, he had 90,000. And equipment budget. I didn't bring it out. It's on my desk. I left it on the desk because I didn't know we needed it. But
then we're getting some misinformation. We'll talk after, because I talked to Renee and asked her what his equipment budget was. His equipment budget was $54,000, or 52 and change. He took $10,000 off of it, which has allowed him $42,000. And if he takes $40,000 out, he's only going to have an equipment budget of $2,000. What I'm saying is what will he have? I don't want to just exhaust everything.
Well, wasn't $50,000, is that to pay off the truck, the international?
No, because that's earmarked on a separate line.
47 or something was a payout of the truck. 47.
Yeah, she separated that to a special account. That's got its own line number for the truck payment.
Right, we just don't want to exhaust all our funds, is what I'm saying. We just don't want it because we...
Yeah.
I mean, I just like to know where this money was earmarked for, because it should have went back in there. If it did, fine. Because I definitely want to get a new truck, so.
Do I get a bonus?
Do you know, Doug? I don't remember, because I don't have a copy of the budget, so.
I did.
I mean, you can look it up on the website.
Gary got no bonus.
I was thinking there was $100,000 in the budget.
Gary got my.
If you come to the meeting, you're gonna get tossed.
Excellent. That's the way it should be.
Okay.
I don't remember what it is either.
Okay, he's got, $118,000, for repairs, personal service. Another $40,000 for repairs contractual, paving, mechanical services.
Should be under the line item for equipment, right?
Repairs, improvements, paving. Okay, machinery contractual, he's got $90,000. Equipment, $54,000. And then mechanical personal services, $60,000.
So the equipment, the $54,000, that should be the truck payment?
No. Truck payment is a separate line item. That is not.
That's what he read.
Huh? No. Equipment is what you have, the $54,000, what you have left in your, right now, for the remainder of this year is $54,000. The truck payment, the last one to come out, is a separate line item. So what, I guess my point is we're gonna take the $42,000.
See, the $40,000 is gonna come out of the machinery contractual, the $90,000.
Machinery?
Right. Well, it's a machine, and I mean, that's.
Okay.
That's what we use to buy the. And so he's still got $60,000 in there.
Because I think that equipment, when you're saying, ain't that the truck payment? Ain't that like $46,000 and change? Is that what you read?
$47,000 something. I think it's on here someplace else.
That's fine. If we got enough money in there, that's fine. I guess what I'm saying is I just don't want to see us exhaust all that fund in case something happens where we need something. So it would focus, I'm saying to focus our thoughts on, do we sell the trucks? For next month, it's gonna say, do we sell the trucks and retake the money that we can, recover the money that we can get back to make it whole again? Rather than keep them. That's the only thing I'm saying is, where would our focus be if we didn't have the money? Or if we exhaust?
Well, I think we should make a precedent that if we sell equipment, it should go back to your mark for equipment. If you sell a truck, it should go back to the truck.
But it didn't.
So what if I list?
Well, if we overspent other categories last year, had to go and balance those out.
We list the Peterbilt that we're having the issues with, the orange truck. I could list the red one too.
But will that shorten our fleet?
We gotta get rid of one.
Well, we're not gonna sell all three. We're just gonna see what we're gonna get for them. We're only gonna sell one.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna price them and see which one's a better deal to unload. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, we're only gonna move one.
Okay, then I misunderstood. I'm sorry, but I thought we were gonna sell two.
We have to sell one truck.
Okay, so see, yeah, I agree. That would be the.
I could list all three, because the red one needs a box.
Right, right, okay.
If we don't get enough out of the other two, then next month we take our pick and want one to unload.
I misunderstood it. Then I was.
No, we're only selling.
Yeah, we can't sell two or three to get one new, and then where are we?
No, no, that's it. We're not gonna go back.
We're only selling one.
Yeah, thanks for.
They're actually, I will say that, there's two pieces that didn't get sold. The last surplus, the single axle chip truck we had, couldn't find the title, I couldn't list it. That's getting put on, and the old fire truck we use as a water wagon, we can't use it no more.
Put it on.
We're gonna keep the tank off the back, and I'm gonna list that.
If we can get something for it, it's better than sitting in a parking lot in junk.
Rotting.
Huh?
I mean, sitting there rotting.
Yeah.
We didn't go very far with it. We put $50 of gas in that new fire truck to do what we needed to do. It's just, it's not running. It's horrible. Somebody's gonna get sick out of it. And we'll have enough trucks. I can put the water tank back on the dump truck, and we'll make it work. So whether it be $500 for scrap iron or somebody that wants to restore it, who knows, but it ain't no good, we might as well let it go. So there'll be two other pieces besides one of the three plow trucks.
And something's gonna be able to come off the insurance.
Yep.
It's gonna lessen on, you know, I mean, it I'm we should move that stuff if we can. Whatever we get, take it. If you guys feel the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
Take it and just get rid of it.
Well, we had talked about letting it go last time, but we couldn't find the titles. It took me a while to find titles, and now we got it all.
Well, we're on the right track.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go back and let's go back to the new truck. Are we all in agreement that we need to purchase this new truck before somebody else does?
I think so. Absolutely.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Make a motion. We buy the new truck with the 2-year plan payback.
I'll second the motion. Buy the truck with the 2-year plan.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Carried. Okay. So now Chris is going to list two or three trucks.
I'll list all three of them.
List three of them. And then next meeting we'll see what we get, and we decide what we're going to do with them then.
What one to let go and what we think. Until we see numbers of what they're worth.
Yep. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to make a decision on what to do.
Right. I mean, if we're not going to get anything for all of them, then we'll tell you, you know, maybe Helms is willing to take it, and we could take the box off and that one, put it on the red one, and you know,
we do what we gotta do.
And I'll get him to come down and look at it and give me them numbers.
Because am I wrong that the plow that's on that Chamberlain Peterbilt, if we do sell it outright to somebody else, will that plow fit all the other trucks?
Yeah,
we could use it. It's not like it's
generally you take one of your oldest plows and put on the truck. That's the way it usually goes.
Right. Right.
If somebody buys it that wants a plow and wing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put the oldest one on, keep the better one. Yeah. Okay.
You always put your scrap.
All right. Okay. All right.
But if it'll bring us more money, if it'll bring, you know what? Yeah. If we, you list that, you take care of that part.
Yeah.
You know,
then we'll cover that bridge next month's meeting. Right. The other thing, I'll let Chris bring it up, and as you all know, our insurance company declined to pay the claim for the accident that Dylan had, and I'm assuming that the owner of the vehicle had approached Chris and wanted to know if we would pay the deductible.
Well, that was before I even go see him. He hasn't said nothing yet. That was my bringing up.
No.
The right thing to do, I think.
It may be the right thing to do, but I think we're,
I don't want
to
set a
precedent for that. We're going to get in trouble because then we're saying, well, we did something wrong.
Yeah, it's almost an admission.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should leave it right alone, and if he thinks he needs to sue, then that's probably the route he could go. But
that's why I asked.
But I my personal feelings anyway, I don't know what the rest of the board is, but my thing is, I don't think we should offer to pay anything for it. You know, we were cleaning up a storm, and the lady.
No, that's what I said.
I'm guessing that I think she tried to sneak around him, and he didn't know she was there. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, dark out.
Yeah, unless you're right there, you don't.
Right.
But the driver of the truck was ticketed.
Yes, and our lawyer is working on that. Oh, getting it thrown out.
Because if you get a ticket, usually you're the one at fault.
Right.
So you're the one
has
to pay for
it. I talked to the sergeant down at the station, and that's what he said. His captain is telling whenever you get an accident that somebody has to get a ticket. But, and like I told him, I said, the trooper never talked to the driver of the truck, our truck. He never talked to him. He says, give me your license reservation. He went in there, wrote a ticket, come back, here's your ticket. I got to go on another call. Never asked him what happened or anything. So, I mean, apparently he had his mind set up when he was going there, and he was going to write that ticket out to the driver of the truck.
Who is the trooper, do you know?
Miller, Trooper Miller. He's a rookie, and from what I understand, he's not gonna be around here much longer. He's put in for a transfer, he doesn't like it here, and not from here, so. But yeah, but the lawyer is working on that, about getting it.
And then on that side, I printed a thing out for Jeff, but this vehicle and traffic law, I knew it was for snow removal, but it's pretty much for anything we do.
We could post that on the website.
Well, between the website and the auxiliary's mailer, just, I think, somehow we need to get it out there to wake people up to.
Well, and like Donald was saying, everybody figures an ambulance and a fire truck or emergency vehicles, we gotta heed to them. But they don't think about the plow trucks or the guys working side of the road. They're still considered an emergency vehicle. You have to give them room and you gotta heed to them.
I'll ask you this. I've been checking, just for, and Chris and I talked about this. Are they considered emergency vehicles or essentially vehicles?
They're emergency when there's a storm, or you know, if you get a windstorm or stuff, they're deemed emergency then. But otherwise, they're just essential.
But
if they've got their lights on,
I agree.
Then they're.
I'm not arguing with you, but I'm saying people don't take the concept that there's a difference. You know, they're saying fire, like Donald was saying, fire, ambulance, state troopers. Okay. Like I said, Dad, my father worked 39 and a half years with the state highway. Mm-hmm. He mowed the roadsides. You know how it is. If you see a trooper, you pull over. If you see a mower, you don't pull over.
No.
My thing is that maybe we need to talk to the legislature or get it moving so that it's listed as an essential, unless it's a state of an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's it. We need to educate the public is what you need to do. Put it in the mailers, put it on the sign out there, say, you know, give our highway guys a break.
I think that would be the best thing. That's a good idea, right out there.
Yep. Give our highway guys a break. When their lights are on and they're working, you need to slow down and give them
room. Legally, I don't know how they're listed, but I know from the schooling that I've had, when we're plowing snow, we are an emergency vehicle.
Yeah.
How, if it's legit, that's coming from the group.
I mean, I looked after we spoke, I did my research, and honestly, the only thing I can find, if somebody can find something different, is that we are listed under essential vehicles unless there's a state of emergency. Mm-hmm. Then we're considered emergency vehicles.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's very broad, however, that's where maybe people should know enough, but that's, I would like to, if somebody else can, savvy computer savvy, find out, maybe.
I printed that thing out just to get a rough idea of the traffic law.
Right.
It says sweeping roads, mowing roadsides, pretty much whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. There's
a little thing on there of a town, the guy ran through a water puddle with a plowing wing. Water come up on the windshield, couldn't see. Cross the center line and hit you. Not at all. It's in that little 4 or 5 pages I printed out. I didn't read it all, I just read some of it.
See, I'll elaborate just a little bit more. When you're, the only thing that reason is, I think there's a differentiation amongst emergency and essentials is the signage. When you're working, you got the lights on the trucks. When you're mowing, you have mowing ahead. When you're doing culvert work, we have flaggers, we have cones, we have traffic control. That's where they're differentiating from emergency to essential.
Right.
Okay. Police don't need it, fire don't need it. I mean, it's a very broad thing, but you got to look at. But and you made a good point earlier. How many trucks go by here with orange lights on? Everybody plows with an orange light on.
Yeah, they do.
You're supposed to.
It's a warning.
you're supposed to have a light on if you plow.
You can't back. You shouldn't be backing out. Right. But you know what I mean? It's very vague, but yet very broad.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And the only other thing I got up is I talked to Randy about Joe Boris having a truck for sale, but we talked to the guys at work, we don't really think it would fit what we need, and it wouldn't take a lot of money. We'll fix the old black truck that we got. It needs a drive shaft and gears in the rear end until we find...
Somebody go find that in a junkyard somewhere?
I might be able to get a rear end. It's a, that's a special breed of a truck.
Yeah. What's that, 7-lug?
7-lug.
Yes.
Extended cab long box.
Because boys might have one up there. The farm, they had one years.
7-lug?
Yep. 7-lug wheels.
The, it's so long, I don't know if anybody knows what a carrier bearing. It's a special bearing in the center of the drive shaft.
Yep.
It is built in it.
Oh, really?
Like our trucks, you can take apart and change them, right? Trucks.
Mostly began.
This you can't change.
No.
So. It's a special, drive shaft so long, it hangs it in the middle.
Yeah, you got a carrier.
And, well, you probably don't, it don't come apart.
Yeah, there it is.
And that's shot, and you can't, it'll shake you right out of the truck.
Did you get a chance to talk to Kevin at Plattsburgh Springs about that spring, if you make one?
No, we're, I thought I'd get down there today because I gotta go register that other truck, but we're gonna bring it and see what they can do.
If anybody can do what they can.
Yeah.
They'll save us some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's it.
All right. Anybody else got anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, that's fine. Beat you to it. I'll second you.
Thanks, everybody.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everybody.
Well, he's out of town.